see how long CC lets me talk. She's awesome. A couple of things, kind of a few comments on each of the readings today. First of all, we celebrate the martyrs of Rome and their early testimonies after the deaths of Peter and Paul. When Nero caused a fire to the city, he was trying to rebuild his own city of Nero. And of course, the Romans weren't super happy with the fire. So he accused the Christians of being the source of the fire. Their superstitious sect among their pagan rituals, they didn't fit in with the crowd. And so they were blamed for it, for a lot of people. And so you heard earlier, if you haven't seen the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ with Jim Caviezel, it starts off with scenes that are based on Tacitus's histories of Rome. But the Christians suffered terrible persecutions. And after Peter and Paul, a whole number of people were collected, arrested, and tortured in many ways, men and women alike. Very, very sad that they were caused to, that they had to suffer that way, but very beautiful that they did suffer out of love for Christ and would not deny their faith in Christ. I was thinking, we read this first reading about Amos and how he had to do what God told him. He had to give a difficult message to the people of his time, and it wasn't easy for him to call out the people of Israel. Emma, when mommy corrects you, it's not easy. Right? It's hard, right? She knows it. It's not easy for us to be corrected. Sometimes we take it well. Sometimes we say, shut up, mommy. What do you know? You don't know what you're talking about. And there is the people of Israel telling Amos, go away. We don't want to hear from you anymore. You're correcting us. You're making us change our ways. We don't like it. Go away. Get your head back in your prophet textbooks. And Amos says, I was never a prophet. God took me from the shepherd fields. I was happy with my sycamores. I told you what I was supposed to tell you, and here's more of it. And he kind of sticks it to the other guy. It's not easy to preach God's message. And sometimes the world says, church, be quiet. We don't want to hear from you. And you hear the political, social media stuff, and it's like, we don't want to hear the truth. Go away. Be silent. Keep your voice out of politics, church. So we still face the challenges of today. The people of our world are no less stubborn than the people of the world of yesterday. Our hearts are still broken, and it's hard to follow our Lord. And yet he reaches out to us, not to simply make us feel bad, but to call us up in love, to follow him and discover the truth. The ways we are seeking don't make us happy. I need to touch on the gospel just a little bit. I was very struck by this. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, courage, child, your sins are forgiven. And I've commented on this many times, and yes, I think it's interesting that Jesus was moved by the faith of the friends of the paralytic that moved him to do his miracle. But again, like, put yourself in the mind of the paralytic. You go to Jesus hoping to be cured of your paralysis, and Jesus looks at you and says, your sins are forgiven. I really am convinced. I think the paralytic's first response was, gee, thanks, but that's not what I was looking for. I think when it says, when Jesus saw their faith, perhaps Jesus saw their faith and realized, you're ready for more. I can take you deeper now. So he doesn't move to do another healing because he's already done 20-something healings or more. He moves to teach them. When Jesus saw that they'd come with him this far in their faith, they were ready for more. And so he challenges them a little more. He goes into who he is a little deeper. He's not just some prophet among prophets. He does challenge them. You can see that they're challenged. The Pharisees say, who does this that he commits blasphemy? He challenges their logic. He challenges understanding. And you notice that when Matthew finishes this story, the people, he says, were amazed that God had given such authority over sin to men on earth, that you might actually go to confession, to a human instrument, to have your sins forgiven. Our Lord challenged their faith as he challenges our faith, to go deeper, to realize just how close our Lord comes to us, just how much our Lord does work, even through the church that sometimes people are leaving. He still works through that church, through human instruments. He's given his authority for us to benefit from, but in this humble, lowly, unsuspected way. We ask for the grace to have a deeper faith. When Jesus challenges our faith, may we not walk away in scandal, surprised and unable to follow, but rather, Lord, whatever you say, like St. Peter, Lord, to whom else shall I go? You have the words of eternal life. May our faith in him increase. May we, like the martyrs, that word means witness, may our witness be no less than theirs in good times and in bad. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.